This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like to be at Big League Camp. Mm-hmm. Just what have you taken from just this last week plus being here?
Routine, learning a nice routine for yourself, something that gets you ready to go every day. Learning a lot from the veteran players is a big deal also. Picking their brains because they've been around the game for a long time, know exactly what they're doing. So picking their brain, talking to them a lot, and getting to learn from them is a big thing.
You're sitting next to Alex Bregman. Obviously, he's a guy that's won a lot. I see you having a lot of conversations with him in terms of, you know, I saw you talking on the field with him, see you talking in your locker with him for like 10, 20, 15 minutes yesterday. What are some of the messages that he's given you from a hitting perspective or even from a positional standpoint at playing second?
Positional standpoint has really just been asking him how I look at second base, just how I move and stuff, just make sure everything looks right. Just if he sees anything that could be changed or could be a little bit better, let me know, because I think he's the right person. Of course, like him and AC are the two brightest people, in my opinion, to ask for advice when it comes to infield. So I just ask just how I look and just give me any tips and advice, really. That's it.
Yeah. And I saw you working on your turns yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I think AC was what's the mechanical or the foot adjustments that you have to make when you're playing around second base that he's trying to hone you in on?
Really just be quick. Make sure you stay down to your legs and be quick. Make sure your transfer is quick and just let the ball fly. Let it go.
Yeah.
That's really it. Just keep it simple.
Yeah. Does it help that, you know, you're an athlete and that you're able to bounce around from position to position? Because I know you have getting some shags and left. Mm-hmm. You obviously gotten some, you know, grounders and at second base. How good is that for you that you have that?
I was really good. I think that's one of my most important qualities is that I'm an athlete that turned out to be a baseball player. But it's really good to have that versatility so I can go from second to shortstop to third if I had to center, left, right. I think that's a really big deal. It keeps you on the field, keeps the bat in the lineup. And it just provides more options, opportunities for the team for me. So
when you look at the fact that you're from Georgia, right? Mm-hmm. And that's a big football state. Mm-hmm. Did you play football in high school?
No.
You never played football?
No, I just played baseball growing up.
Just baseball. That's just baseball, no basketball?
Yeah, no basketball. I actually wasn't really into basketball, but I wanted to play football, but my dad didn't let me play football because he played football.
Oh, where do you play football at?
Tennessee.
Okay.
University of Tennessee, so he was a running back.
Yeah. You know what? How did you get away with that? Like, living in Georgia and not playing football, that's like religion.
People ask every year to ask me to play and stuff, and I would ask my dad, like, I'm trying to go play, and he wouldn't let me. So it was a good thing, like looking back on it now, I'm happy I didn't play football. It's a lot of risk that comes with football, but it was a good decision for sure.
It seems like it's all worked out, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's definitely a better route.
Now they call you, is your nickname Barry Bonds?
To some people, it is. I have a lot of nicknames.
Where'd you get that?
That was from Roman and Marcelo.
Yeah.
And Portland.
How they give you that name? You just hit homers?
Yeah, I was really just the time in Portland was. I had a good streak, I would say a good streak going in Portland. It was just hitting for power, average, which is pretty much the definition of Barry Bonds, just kind of hitting home left and right. So it was really cool. And that was the first time I actually seen me play too. Because they started in double A. I started in high A last season.
Yeah.
So when I got the double A and started off hot, that was the first time seeing me play. So that's just the nickname that threw out there. So I have a lot of nicknames, like I said, but that's just one of them. So
when I first saw your swing, you know what it reminds me of? And you could say, man, I'm tripping if I say it. Hunter Pence. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I've heard that one. I've heard Alfonso Soriano too.
Okay, that's a good one.
I think that one's a little bit more accurate. Yeah, okay. Hunter Pence is accurate too, but I think his is a little bit more wild. But Alfonso Soriano, I mean, I think that's
400 plus home runs.
He has
forearms like you.
Kind of
similar build.
Yeah, similar.
Wiry.
Yeah, he's strong too. So I like that one too.
Yeah, when you look at, like, I guess your power numbers, right? I think when I spoke to certain people in the front office, they said that when they took you, you didn't have that much power at Georgia Tech. Mm-hmm. But they knew with just some swing changes that they saw that you would be able to develop into this guy. Mm-hmm. What were some of those swing changes that you made? Was it trying? Was it your bat angle? What happened with that?
It was just I would say the bat angle, just trying to hit the balls in the air as much as possible. Because before I was just hitting kind of on the ground or on a line. I wasn't really trying to lift the ball because that's just the way I was just hitting in college.
Yeah.
Just the way they wanted me to hit. And pro baseball, they wanted me to adjust that and get my bat angle, attack angle in the right direction. And once I got it in the right direction, the ball started carrying and started getting backspin and started carrying out the park. So it was that was the main change in my opinion. So
yeah, he said when you look at like college, I guess, like, because I remember when I went to college, it was like, hey, use your wheels, hit the ball on the ground or hit line drive. I think it was the same
yeah, I was a leadoff too in college, so like it was more like get on base for the power guys behind me. So
yeah,
like, I try to get on base as much as possible. Just kind of poke the ball around.
Yeah.
Do anything I can to get on base. And that was really my goal in college, and that's what I did. And it's a little bit different now.
Did you have any times or moments, like, because, I mean, you had, like, sort of this meteoric rise, right, where it's like you're in college, then all of a sudden, like you said, last year you're high A, and now you're in the big league camp, right? Like, what has this last year plus been like for you?
Just a lot of learning. Each level I've been through, high, double A, triple A, feel like I've learned something new. A lot of things new in each one, to be honest. But it's been a lot of consistent learning, a lot of consistent hard work. And it's not too overwhelming. In my opinion, it's just make sure you stay focused on the game, stay focused on the responsibilities I have on the field. And if I do that, I feel like I'm in a good position to compete every day.
Did you feel like last year when you were started the season in high A that, like, hey, I have a shot at being in big league camp next year? Or was it just like, I'm just trying to ball out right here?
Yeah, I just be where your feet are and ball out right here, and the rest will take care of itself. I just try to focus on one level, one step at a time. And I definitely wasn't looking towards the big league camp in high A last year. I definitely wasn't thinking about that. But, I mean, obviously, as the season kept going and going and ended up at Triple A, then I started thinking about it a little bit more towards the end. And in the off season, obviously. But yeah, just one step at a time.
When you look at, like, as this – the roster as it is now, obviously, like, you have a chance to make the opening day roster, right? I mean, think that's sort of something that we feel like at camp, from what Cora says, and they want to get a good look at you. How much of that is have you thought about, right, just like the idea of sort of making the team out of camp? Does that matter to you? Is opening day roster something that's overrated? And, you know, the fact of the matter is just like, hey, just getting to the big leagues, however you get there.
It's definitely not overrated. I think that's definitely one of my goals going into this whole spring, was to make the big league roster. I feel like that's everybody in the Bulls locker room also at the same time, is to make the opening day roster. Obviously, everybody won't, but that's everybody's goal. And that's, I feel like, the mindset you should have going into a camp like this. Everybody should compete. Everybody should definitely earn a spot, and whoever deserves to earn a spot, we'll earn a spot at the end of the day, because the coaches make the decisions and everything. But yeah, just competing every day and just grinding the long days it is, it's just the fun of spring training.
Yeah, your close mentor is D. Gordon.
Right.
He's been able to help guide you through this. What advice has he given you in this process?
Stay focused, be myself, stay focused, don't change anything that I've done in the past. Not drastically, at least like character-wise, don't change anything like that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Just be myself and stay focused is really it. I mean, take advice from the veteran players. I knew that one, I feel like, but yeah, just keep it simple, be myself. Yeah.
When how'd you guys' relationship develop? He's from Florida.
Yeah, I'm originally from Tennessee, Chattanooga, okay. Tennessee. And when I was younger, I used to go to the Lookouts games, the Chattanooga Lookouts, which were the Dodgers when I was about 10 years old. I mean, he was coming up through baseball at Double A with the Dodgers. And I was just like one of these normal kids just hanging on the fence, asking for autographs and stuff. And he put me over the fence one day, and we just started playing catch and hanging out and stuff. And I started being the bat boy of the team. And once I was the bat boy of the team, I was pretty much all around, like the locker room, clubhouse and all that. And we were just hanging out every day and play catch, play toss, hit on the field, hit in the cages. And the manager actually had a son my age also, so me and him would hang out all before the game, hang out with the players and stuff, go do like little chores and stuff, just be kids out on the field. And ever since that, obviously eventually he left Double A like a year later, but that relationship happened back in 2010.
Yes. How old were you? 10 years old?
Yeah. Oh, no, eight, my bad. Eight? I was like eight to nine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And what was it like? I mean, just to have that, right? Like, I mean, because that seems like sort of like this random encounter, right? Like, it's like you're over the fence, he pulls you over the fence toward his side, and you guys become, you know, form that tight bond. Like, how meaningful has that been to you?
It's definitely been meaningful. I was so young at the time that he communicated to my parents a lot about how I was doing and everything, because I was like 8, 9,
right,
so
right.
I wasn't like mature enough to have a conversation with somebody in Double A. But it's definitely picked up where it's just us two now talking.
Yeah.
And we just talk baseball all the time. And it's a really good relationship to have, in my opinion. Someone that's been through it, someone that's made it to the major leagues and played for a while and had a good career. I mean, it means a lot to have advice from them.
Yeah. So, when you look at, I guess, the amount of people that come out of Atlanta, right? I mean, it's like you, I think it's Michael Harris, right? Mm-hmm. Is Michael Harris from Atlanta? Mm-hmm. The guy who plays on the A's, is he from? He's from
Lawrence Butler.
Yeah, Lawrence Butler. Is he from the Georgia area?
Mm-hmm. Chandler.
Chandler. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, so what is it? First off, how do you guys have OA? What's in the water down there? Like, you guys have football. You guys have baseball. You guys have rap. Now, like rap has run the game for like 20 years.
I feel like that's always been in Atlanta. Since at least when I was growing up, it's always been in Georgia. But I feel like baseball's always been a hot spot. I feel like Georgia does a good job of like running events and always have events at Lake Point, East Cobb, PBR. There's like big spots in Georgia where everybody comes, everybody at least in the South and maybe from California come down to go to these events. So, I mean, I think it's been a good hot spot in my opinion. Like growing up in Georgia, like, I haven't really had to go out to like different states to like find tournaments and stuff.
Right.
It's always been local, East Cobb, Lake
People
Point.
Come to you guys.
Yeah, people come to us, yeah. I mean, I played at East Cobb, so.
So you did?
Yeah, so it was always just there for me. Competition was always there. And it was really good to just have that kind of growing up.
I remember when I was at, because again, like you said, we came to you guys. I remember when I was like, I'm aging myself, like 2007, I was playing against Jason Hayward. And I could not, it was the biggest dude I felt like I've ever seen. Like, it felt like it was like LeBron, right? Mm-hmm. And then you see his dad, mm-hmm. who was sort of like working the fields. His dad is huge too.
Really?
Yeah. So who were some of those guys that you that you played with that, you know, you sort of remember from your time in high school and, you know, basically East Cobb?
East Cobb, I played with Tamar. I'm talking about some of the younger guys I played with.
Yeah.
Like coming up, Tamar was one of them. Very vocal. He's a really good defender. Really good hitter too. I think honestly, I learned a lot from him growing up about being vocal on the field because I wasn't the most vocal person when I was younger. But he was always out there talking and communicating and stuff when it comes to like making plays and everything. So I kind of learned that from him when I was younger, and I just carried that on. The older I got. Another person I played with, Christian Moore. Played with him. He's a really good player. He's the stud. He got drafted by the Angels in the first round this last year. He's a good player. He's a really good player. He went to college. He went to Tennessee. He had a really good college career. So I'm excited to see him again. He's a really good player, solid player. I think he's maybe all over the field. It might be just second base or middle infield or whatever, but he's a really solid player. Braswell, still in college. Michael Braswell, he's still in college. He's a really good player also. LSU now. So looking forward to see him do good this year and end up on this side of the ball with us. So, trying to think of who else.
Did you, while you think about that, did you play with, do you and Tamar still talk? Like, do you guys have
a relationship? Yeah, we played each other in high A in Greenville.
Okay.
And when I was in Greenville and he was in Greensboro, and we talked after the games, before the games, I walked up to him, asked him how he's doing. He asked me what I'm doing. And just talk about baseball, talk about hitting, fielding, mainly hitting, because hitting's a little tougher right now. But, yeah, we always pick each other's brain and just ask each other questions because, I mean, we both respect each other's game. And we both are pretty good baseball players. So it's always good to just catch up when you haven't seen guys for a long time.
Yeah. Last couple questions. What are you trying to get out of this camp, if anything?
Learn as much as I can going into the season. Take advantage of all the guys around me and pick their brains because they've done this, been there, done this, and been successful this far in their career. So I think it's important for me and all these other young guys next to me in the locker room to pick their brains and kind of just be open-minded when it comes to coaching, veteran players, just stay focused and, you know, just compete.
That's good enough. We'll end it right there. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.